This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish. Spain is taking some drastic measures to prevent its troubled banks from sabotaging its economy. Last night, Spain nationalized its largest real estate lender, and tomorrow it plans to announce an overhaul of the entire banking system. These efforts are similar to what Ireland tried to do a couple of years ago, tried and failed. Lauren Freyer tells us more from Madrid.
If Spain is the weakest link in the Eurozone now, banks are the weakest link in the Spanish economy. They're also the biggest landlords here. After the housing bubble burst and sparked a wave of foreclosures, banks are drowning in unpaid loans and properties they'd have to sell at a loss. But
if you mark them down to market, these losses wipe out your capital and might force you to go bankrupt.
Economist Javier Diaz-Jimenez at Spain's IESE Business School says that was the case with Bankia, the country's fourth largest bank overall, but the biggest in real estate. Spain took a controlling stake in Bankia last night, and others could follow when the government announces reforms tomorrow. They're likely to include creation of a so-called bad bank, a government holding company that absorbs toxic assets from other banks. Diaz-Jimenez explains.
Remove this stuff from my balance sheet. I don't want this to be my problem. And the way you do it is you have to sell it to somebody at some price. Determining the fair value of these assets is the key thing.
That's where Ireland had trouble in 2009. Like Spain, it had a massive property boom and bust, and the government nationalized banks' assets, which turned out to be worth even less than it thought. So Ireland ended up needing an EU bailout, something Spain wants to avoid. It's hiring an outside auditor to value banks' assets. Fernando Fernandez, an economist at Madrid's IE Business School, says there is one major difference Spain can take heart in.
Ireland actually did nationalize the three largest banks, which were basically 90% of the financial system. Here, all in all, we're talking less than 30% of the financial system. So there is a major part of the financial system in Spain that is healthy, that is solvent, that is liquid, and that has no problem.
Spain is trying to enlarge that healthy part of the banking sector to keep credit flowing. To people like Jorge Mellado, a 26-year-old lawyer who wants to buy a house but can't get a mortgage. Austerity means he's paying higher taxes for fewer benefits, and he's miffed that his tax money is now going to rescue the banks.
If you put the public money in a bank, you have to put the public money in the other companies.
Like his law firm, he says. It can't afford to pay him more than $1,300 a month. He lives with his parents. Spaniards are already sacrificing, and the government will have to sink deeper into debt to finance these banking reforms. The price tag for taxpayers could reach $65 billion, many times what's been cut from health and education. Economist Diaz-Jimenez says people realize it's a gamble.
If Bankia resuscitates, which it might, then the Spanish public will make a little profit. And if Bankia fails, the Spanish taxpayer will be rightly very upset.
Americans and presidential candidates may still debate whether the 2008 U.S. bank bailout was right. But Washington's finances were robust enough to insure against possible losses. And that may not be the case here in Spain, with borrowing costs rising and the economy set to shrink this year. The timing isn't perfect. But Spain may not have much more time if it doesn't do this now. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.